At least if your test breath smells like
animal crackers.
Why don't you call Alan?
What the hell was that?
So, is this something I didn't need to see? That was super fun. You're well taken.
Driving Rex's own Sumerian. Going in on the conversation on the IRC on the Ranch Cable Channel with John Metzger. And now here's...
Hi. How you doing?
Get down. Get funky.
Hey, it's Personal Integrity Manager.
Yes, he did.
Good.
Tripod. My tripod's bent? I don't want to know who done bent my tripod.
I don't know who bent it.
Mother.
We'd be all going crazy with this shit. We're going. We're doing fully Ebonics.
It's the Ebonics special.
It's the Ebonics special.
Oh, Ebonics.
All right.
That's right.
Starting, we have the...
Oh, did we start this way?
Yeah.
Okay, so, no, no, I didn't. Look, I ain't done. I haven't done this for a long time. You're wave so that you're not waving.
I know what my face actually seen tonight.
Why?
Wait, we're having problems with focusing. Stop moving your hand.
I would want you to take it.
Wave.
Never stopped you before. Why start? I am not an animal. I am a dream actor.
Okay, so who are you?
I'm Dak. Everyone knows who the hell I am. If they don't find out, they're in fucking trouble.
And then we have the pinup girl.
That was a good one. You're going to have to get that reaction on Mia.
You're the pinup girl. You're the only chick who people have actually been like, oh, pinup girl. Oh, so guess what? You're the pinup girl. I'm not the pinup girl. You are. Sorry.
However,
it
was a close race between you and 200%
sexy. We should make a girl
bot. Hey.
That was in making a rant radio.
Sorry.
Let's stay focused on the project.
It's very difficult.
Next we have Bert.
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 Anything.
Bert.
Yes, number 1032.
Yep. Then we have me. With flat hair.
Charles Kennedy.
The fucking man.
That's right.
Hey, sit back so we can see some other people.
Sean, what happened?
Hey, move your hand. Sean, drop the mic.
Who's that I see next to him?
Extra special guest imported from the prairies is the Hammer.
Yay. You like the little script there that InfoLoop has set up? So if you say, who is Sean K? And it says, Sean K is the fucking man. This little script he's got for the IRC.
Oh my god.
Hey, Skip Radio thinks that's cute.
Skip Radio.
All right, we got the chicken.
The original pinup. The original pinup.
Okay.
Who's the original pinup?
Get Hammer, say hello. Use the microphone.
Hammer, greet
me. Speak, Hammer, speak.
Hammer is leaving for Bosnia at the end of this month.
Woohoo!
So give your condolences.
So if anyone wants to send letters to Hammer in Bosnia, which everyone should, with big Rant Radio logos on them.
We're going to hear?
No, we're going to be giving them an address.
Okay.
Actually send it to. And if you can send porn, skin mags.
All the better, right?
All the best. Used rubbers, everything.
We're used rubbers.
They're there, aren't they?
They are, in fact. Yeah. Yeah. I've got 2 used condoms and like... a fat bitch, and I'll trade you for your cow. Moving right along. Pass Hammer, we have
the chicken.
The mighty
chicken.
The mighty chicken. Paka! Paka! Right now.
Well, you only have to hand the microphone.
Okay.
The line, so they have to say hello.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as it doesn't pull out, here we go.
Don't pull out.
No.
Don't pull out.
And we've got the artist known as Gentle G.
Yeah. I'm
closer.
I'm giving up all hope on finding that graphic.
Okay.
It was such a good graphic, though. It was just...
It was gone now?
It was simple. Well, we had it. Of course, it was only a postcard. This was business.
Bring it here. I'll scan it in.
Well, I could probably give you the dimensions. And I've already explained it to you.
Yeah.
And pretty much... Okay.
I know, funky lettering, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it was very simple block lettering. It was like a 1960s, like, modern art, Andy Warhol type thing. It was like a deep, dark green, and then bright canary yellow letters, very tall, probably like 15 feet high. I had no sense of scale on this, like, postmodern picture. It just had O-O-F. It was
oof.
Oof. And I could just imagine being 30 feet high, and I went,
probably much for $500,000.
Yeah. Well, this was before people were paying that much crap for it.
And next we have...
Oh, yeah.
We have forehead.
We have a Dr. Pepper face and the 2 eyes. There we go.
Get her on?
Yeah.
Who are you? You have a special name for the show?
Yes, I've changed my name because of the whole thing about the Ebonics thing. I'm now officially DJ Jazzy Everfresh Glade Fabrina Spray.
Yeah, you remember that. I don't think I'll be taking that.
Yeah, now that's what's rolled off the tongue, doesn't it?
Boom, boom, boom.
And as if 200% sexual.
Takes off their headphones.
Thoroughly necessary.
Wow.
And thanks for coming up.
As if we haven't got the boys by now.
No longer.
And next we have got the bitch.
The bitch.
With an appropriate t-shirt.
That says bitch.
I'm dressed for the show.
I had to.
People should know their place in life. That's good.
And I have just my
yeah, I saw Rob Roy too.
And next we have Sumerian.
The second sexiest man in the room.
How dare you?
Who's the first?
Who's the first?
200%
per vote.
Yeah.
200%.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, Projectile Vomit, your name has become an abbreviation. You are now 200% SPBM.
SPBM. You're 200% SPBM.
You are official geek now. You are your own acronym.
Abbreviated.
Oh, that's 200% SPBM, man. All over the place. Look at that fly bitch over there, man. It's 200% SPBM all over there. That's crazy.
Trippy vomit sound.
Trippy vomit sound?
Yeah,
he practiced in the Orient for 30 years to learn how to
How many people in the room can raise one eyebrow at a time? Raise your hand if you can.
Raise
no, I don't want partially. If you
raise
can,
your hand
you
if
can.
You care.
No, no.
What's the point?
Figure out if I care.
Okay,
I'm just curious. I thought everybody could do it, but apparently. I'm going to flaunt my abilities.
I used to be able to do it, but then I had that stroke.
That's really good pictures, actually. Your other eyebrow's better. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one?
Yeah.
Skip radio can. Chessboard can.
Can't?
Can.
Oh, good for them.
Structural
turkey, man? We have to introduce people in the IRC.
That's right. Go ahead.
I can't read it.
Can you turn off the kitchen light?
We've got a new person. Chemical equation.
Chemical equation.
Critical shot.
Can you turn off the kitchen light?
Green Lizard, another new person. Welcome to the show.
Excellent.
Infoloop,
oh boy.
Which is just a bot. Infoloop, Josh K., Chad Bork, Skip Radio, Structural Integrity Man, and I don't know how to pronounce that, but
which one?
A-S-E.
Ace.
Are you sure?
I think to...
Maybe they can tell us.
What are you laughing about?
Maybe they can tell us.
Critical shots.
I can read my...
Critical cat joke, please.
In
retrospect to Skip Radio's, Skip Radio built a webpage, which he just put onto the MIRC here.
Oh, yeah.
Dedicated to myself. Sean Kennedy's Rand Temple. Skip Radio, you scare the shit out of me. Okay? I told my wife about that, and she looked at me like I had a fucking toaster that was on fire on my head. And she's like,
but at the time,
like,
your,
yeah,
your hair changed.
Guy made a website and dedicated it to me. And my wife, who married me and loves me, said, you're not serious.
She didn't even build a website to you.
She didn't even build a website to me. So I did a little something for Skip.
Yep.
That I think we should play at this time, right off the top.
I think so.
I've got a whole bunch of new rants for you guys.
All our secret identities.
Lord Kent.
So you're taking off our glasses while we're in costume, and then we go, oh, it's you!
Sumerian, and I spent, like, serious time. We've got six, I think, done.
Yep, six.
We've got six done. We got five more that just have to have some music. That's
right.
So we got some good shit for you guys tonight. But this one is for my boy, Skin.
Now, here it is.
Magenta and all these sweet transvestite people. They're just freaking transvestite people. They go to midnight shows in the middle of the night and they act out scenes on screen. Well, it's better they do that than they act out the scenes from Heat. I mean, think about it. Personally, I think the transvestite from Rocky Horror Picture Show rule. That's right, I said rule. Why? Because they freak the fuck out of people. People need to be freaked the fuck out of. That's right. I don't think they should dress up like that. Midnight show. I think they should go to work like that every day. Have people drinking the Rocky right in the middle of the Central Park, people pumping each other. It'd be great. It would definitely fuck with the social norm, which is, after all, what we have to do. So we're not going to picture show people, and you know who you are. By all means, I think you're doing the right thing. You just need to do more of the right thing. Dress up every day. Feel like the stalkers. Do the right thing. That's what I say. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
I'm not going to
You didn't happen to find Living on a Prayer, did you?
Didn't happen to find what?
No.
Living on a Prayer?
Living on a Prayer.
I always knew
it's somewhere
that this whole thing was going to end up. And I had, there's the proof I need right there.
What?
It's, all of this is just going to end in gunfire with the ATF. I now know it.
In here?
Oh, yeah.
Smash
the whole
right
thing
there.
Is going to end ugly.
Skip Radio has a really talented group of people called the Stalkers. I can't remember what their first name, but they're called the something Stalkers. The Clarytown Stalkers are fucking crazy fucking Stalkers. Don't worry, Skip Radio, that's going to be posted on the website for download. Probably.
There he is. It's already posted there. I don't know what's going on with
it. What does this have to do with Skip Radio?
Reason why is because Skip Radio is a fucking genius. He dresses up and goes to these Rocky Horror Picture Shows. He has a website dedicated to him and his friends who do this shit. And I just think they should dress up every day and go out and fucking do this shit.
It would be great.
And he's got an amazing ass. His ass is amazing. He's going to do that ass in time. Oh, yeah,
I don't need to hear
it. Posted. They're posted.
Lots of pictures.
Like, I think about his ass in the shower and I touch myself. Seriously, it's brutal. It's really crazy. and we tried to do it to Rocky Horror. We tried to get some music from Rocky Horror. And it was weak. It turned out like shit.
You didn't thought that was appropriate. We
did. You don't have to, what about the time warp?
No, it didn't work. It didn't work.
It's just 2 weeks.
So we went with By God 20 and like On a Prayer. And actually, that song, we should play that song. So,
sure.
Because it's awesome.
It's a great song.
It's like, and now I'm dancing. And it's just, you know, I've got on my knees and you're talking about transvestites. It's fucking priceless. It's beautiful. It's so good. Anyway. So oh, shut up, Structural Integrity Man. You love that song. You're the king of that song. Somebody taught me how to ask.
Maybe if somebody out there listening knows what's going on.
That's a bum,
when people are downloading Sean's rants 24 hours a day, nonstop, somewhere out there there's a link to the FTP site. And if somebody listening could tell me where it is, I would like to know.
Please.
But they're downloading them all day long.
Ego.
No,
stop.
He already knows this.
I know.
Stop it before it goes too far.
It's way out
of control. No, see, you guys don't understand.
Well, we've got offers from three major networks.
Hold on. You don't understand, Sean's ego.
Darcy,
it could be deflated like that. It's got this massive hole in it. And if you don't keep pumping it up, it'll go flat.
Very good point.
This is true.
Very good point.
I'm not jabbing at him, it's a fact. I understand. I have an ego the similar way. Only it doesn't get as big. And it has a bigger hole.
Bigger hole.
Bitch, is that true?
Yes. Nothing beats tuning in and catching the end of our ass-related discussion. Shadford says, I have Sean Kane's rants available on Napster. Well, they're not downloading them from Napster, but they're downloading from the FTP site. If you want to go there, it's ftp.rantradio.com.
Yeah, there's...
There's about 30 now. There's 30 or 40.
You were saying you found one of Sean's rants someplace else?
Yeah, I was doing
really?
A search on off.net and I found it was on just someone else's, I don't know. And I just found, like, one of them was the, I think it was the Nine Inch Iron Maiden.
That is the one that's most downloaded, actually.
Yeah, it's okay. I think some of the new ones we've done this week will be fucking...
The Nine Inch Iron Maiden.
The Army of Nine Inch and Iron Maiden.
It's when all the Nine Inch Nails fans and Iron Maiden fans cleanse the music scene of all the Britney Spears fans.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, the good ones.
Yeah. Where they have a part-time alliance of black and people with battle eyes and you just wade into them going... Tell me what you want.
There
what you
go.
Really, really fucking want.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah. Suck this, baby. Smoke. Yeah, eat it.
Oh. Yeah, there's the link, ftp.rantradio.com/SeanK. Get them all there. And if you can listen to Sean K for an hour, you need professional help.
No, seriously, like, we've been talking about this.
I can't listen to half a rant without pulling my hair out.
Seriously, with the music, behind it, like, we've got like 30, we've got 25 done, we've got 5 more to put up for next week. But if like 30 of them at a minute and a bit.
If you're quick, you can download them raw.
Hey, I had an idea, guys.
What?
I had an idea.
What's your
idea? You know, the new radio station, X, they have no DJs.
True.
So they must be having trouble getting DJs.
Hey, don't go there, eh?
Sunday night tonight, man, we can meet on XFM.
How about that? Yeah.
We should call them up and see. You know, rebroadcast. What the hell?
I think.
We'll have a 6-second delay and have our finger on the button like every
time. How long it'll take for the CRTC to fucking get a grid on?
Oh, no. See, no.
Shut over.
No, because the CRTC, wait a sec, the CRTC, the way they work.
ongoing complaints.
Yeah.
Okay? Those and they're probably not open when we're on, so our first show would go with no hits. It's going to take the next day for them to hear any of the complaints. And then, you know, they have to get off, cut through all the red tape, and actually...
By that time, we're famous. Shut up. Right? By that time, we're famous.
Rabbit Bobby, right?
And you'll be amazed what beats awesome. Will do for a show.
I imagine all the 14-year-olds listening to this thing going, and you know the beep, you have know, it, beep, 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 beep. Wow, this is the best show ever! The radio.
It's like, you must be amassing a wide array of drilling fanboys. Here's a good opportunity to throw your weight around and take over a convenience store.
Well, there's that big hole.
I don't even actually get that. That's the really sad part.
It's too bizarre. Thanks for joining us, Viberema and NextNet. That's new people. I know Next.
Now they're all
I've heard NextNet before.
Coming on mass.
Here they come. They're coming in, and Proponex has also joined us.
All right, well, let's get to the news, Sam.
Shall we? Shall we? This is one that Sean K. sent in.
Because I sent it, now I get the circle big.
Yeah, that's right. So here it is from the IRC. If you want to get to the IRC, if you want to get to the IRC, my phone and stuff there.
I'm on that
report, never mind.
They told me they
missed
it. That's it, Amrak on there. They're all up. All the ramps of the FTP are up.
They are all up there.
There's ones that haven't heard are on the FTP right now.
We're gonna play. Yeah, great. Lies that will help you pick up. I don't know what.
Actually, very we can try these out on bitch.
Okay, let's go.
We'll try to pick you up.
Okay.
Lies that will help you pick up.
Help you pick up. That doesn't totally make sense, but
we all know. Instinctively, we all know when our real job isn't something that's going to make us look more attractive. Wow, that's what I want. I want one thing that makes my job
attractive. That's right.
I
get on with you with for your job.
Maybe a gas station attendant, the checker, or a window cleanser. All honorable professions. However, if you want to impress, all you've got to do is lie. A tip, don't spend much time talking about it. Keep it brief and mysterious. As with any lie, the more you have to make up, the more chances of revealing you don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
And frankly, this is the case. There's sex on the line. So why not your job?
There you go.
Get your ghetto ride and borrow someone else's car. Walk into a casual bar dressed up more. There's in-depth explanation, but we're not going to get into it. You can just go to the front website. Do I sound like Dane turn the page with me and you along with your book? No, I don't think so. Like it's pretty much. Now it's time to turn the page when I say, shut up, you're a fucking moron.
Say you're attached, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, chicks dig that shit.
Explicitly dating is what I call
semi,
it.
Semi-unavailability
is secretly your best asset. Sure, you're not technically divorced, but let's be honest. Who doesn't get a little during their trial separation? Or even if your heart is bleeding from the loss of your last relationship, you might consider that this is just the optimal time for you to do with someone.
Overlap.
Rebounds.
Overlap.
We used to call it rebound.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Crack pickup line. I think that one's more enticing at the bottom of the page there.
Rebounds, you actually have a little bit of time. Like, overlaps, they're like literally overlap relationships.
Oh, I see. The first one hasn't actually ended, and you start the second one.
Overlap, yeah.
Yes, okay, no, that makes sense.
Why don't you, hey, bitch, why don't you come over here and sit on my lap, and we'll talk about the first thing that pops up?
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, why don't you sit on my lap, and we'll get things straight between us? Hey, can I tickle your belly button from the inside? What's your sign? Is it yield?
Wait, are any of these working?
No, not
my face is leaving in 10 minutes. Be honest.
Okay.
See, that would actually have me giggling, so you would have had me there.
At this time, I'd like you to put a disclaimer that I haven't got married. I like your peaches. Can I shake your tree? No. Do you know the real difference between sex and a conversation? No. Want to go upstairs and talk? Hey, you don't sweat much for a bathroom. I've heard that one before.
Wow.
Did you know there are 265 bones in your body? Can I show you how to get one more?
Oh.
My personal favorite one, if I was going to pick a bitch in the bar, I'd say, hey, what is tight rope hot, pardon me. I've done this in a while. What is tight rope your blood, my semen, have in common? What? You and I in about an hour.
Right. Yeah.
And then you spit blood in her face.
Most of these are not so much pickup lines as ways to get yourself bitch slapped in
the bar. Yeah. No, actually, I knew a guy who used to do that, but he was heavily tattooed and looked like an ape, and girls got scared. And they usually left.
Are you talking about Rick?
I want to use your thighs as earmuffs. I don't know if there's a body good, but how much you been drinking?
Oh.
Hey, nice pants. Let me test the zipper. These are brutal.
Are you free tonight, or will you cost me?
They're women. They always cost me.
Cost me if I'm wrong, but isn't your name Penelope?
Yeah. Pick a very obscure name. This one is about... Oh, what was it about? McDonald's and Hello Kitty sales.
Oh, this is another
one. Oh, damn.
This is great.
I think I know this. This is something.
Want to go? Want to get a six pack and go fuck, or don't you drink? That didn't make any sense.
Okay.
McDonald's ends Hello Kitty sales. The violent scramble for Hello Kitty toys that broke out at McDonald's restaurants across Singapore on Thursday led to the fast food giant to rethink a promotion involving the outrageously popular feline. Beginning early January, McDonald's has been selling Hello Kitty characters dressed in various wedding outfits, ranging from traditional Korean to romantic. Every Thursday, as McDonald's prepared to release the next toy in the wedding series, huge crowds have gathered at the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
The crowd...
They're like the Asian equivalent of Beanie Babies, because they only introduced a Hello Kitty boyfriend like last year, and there's a huge market for collectibles.
Yes.
Enormous.
But Hello Kitty was out when I was younger. I remember Hello Kitty when
forever.
I was five, but
totally. But they create new collectibles all the time.
But I don't ever remember it being this popular. Like,
well,
they're
in Asia, Oh yeah.
Oh, there's Asian girls at my work that are like 28 that come in with like little Hello Kitty nail polish and they're like face glitter, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they just think it's like the best thing ever.
But of course, we are talking about Asia, where a few years back with McDonald's, they had a Snoopy display where they had like 35 different Snoopies of the world, and apparently they were like getting into fucking riots, and also the various Snoopies were selling in black market for like. Was it something like $200-$300 like for a fucking plastic thing?
Hey, Star Wars happens. You know, it happens with Star Wars. It happens with all kinds of Pokemon, Beanie Babies. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, don't
it's just that. It's just that over here in North America, we just don't get the Hello Kitty thing. You know,
we just don't understand.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Artist formerly known as, is going to say something.
Simply because Sean K. wants the fucking mic back. No, don't go pissing on the Asians, because you go to Lansdowne Mall down in Richmond. Which some people say is actually the next Hong Kong. But down in Lansdowne Mall, there is I think when the Bay moved out, in moved, basically looked like a Sanrio distribution center. It's Hello Kitty, it's Candy Floss, changed from store to 40-foot high ceiling.
Are you in the old
Well,
size of the Bay?
Well, no, I guess it must not be that, but it's in the general area. I walk by, and very deep, interesting. It's this whole wall is like bright pink. Down there, and it's all Hello Kitty. I've walked in there, maybe last week before, but yeah.
Huh.
It's like Candy Floss pink, and you look in it, and there's something about a million little Hello Kitty faces.
Okay, you can get that
little vapid candy, freshly teasered look eye on thing. I'm just like, I'm Hello Kitty. There's 100 billion of me in the world.
You know,
gotta love me. Each and every fucking one of me. Buy all of me.
You know what is more scary than Hello Kitty? It's this one called Tari. Yeah, this is the late time sense of Derek one. This is the late time sense of Derek one. But there's a new craze in Japan right now called Tari Panda.
Yeah!
Hello Kitty, 40K.
Hello Kitty, there is only war.
They're fighting cultural or whatever that
Kuroki.
Is.
Can I tell you what it is? Tari Panda is basically a deflated panda. It's a thin-looking thing, saggy gel, and it can only locomote rolling itself at, I think they measured it 1.5 meters per hour. Why the race is relevant, I don't know, but it gives you some indication. Basically, it's this character which is a cross between a beanbag and a sloth, like panda. It is the latest craze. I don't get it. I get Hello Kitty. I get Sailor Moon. Tari Panda is just... And the latest one they're bringing out is now, like, a visibly... A, this little scared-looking puppy with, like, visible shaking marks on it. I don't want a frightened dog on my backpack. I'm sorry.
Skipperino, the name of that rant is Shonkin on transvestites, or Shonkin pro tranny.
Pro tranny.
It's pro tranny.
But, getting back to this whole thing, I think all of these toys are like, yeah, exactly, fuck that. It's like, give it a fucking rest, everybody. It's only a fucking toy.
Well, the reason why people freak out like that is because one out of, say, 50 people will be a fucking schizoid. Not far, but will go...
And they're all gathering at McDonald's.
And in Asia, there's like 50 billion people. So, out of that marketing funnel, you're going to get like 1,000 that are just nutty. So you got 1,000 people showing up at McDonald's and fucking knife fight to get a Hello Kitty.
A crowd pressing to get into McDonald's, but I think they shattered a glass door, leaving several injured.
leaving seven.
The competition for the characters turned violent with people fighting over the toys and others fainting while waiting
this
in line.
Okay.
That doesn't happen.
People fighting.
And they're arrested.
But they say people fighting and a window's broken, so it takes one person to break a window and two people to be people fighting.
No, wait a second, hang on. What
happens every stinking year here at Christmas?
No, just hang on a second. This happened in Asia, right?
Yeah.
What's everybody's problem?
Well, evil
death. That gets shot.
Because fast food isn't fast enough, we've got something faster.
More on the topic of the McDonald's steak.
That's exactly correct.
You just can't get that grease into your system fast
quite,
enough.
Not quite fast enough.
Drive-by intravenous grease injection.
Hold on your wrist.
I was mainlining bacon fat the other day.
He's got the physique to prove it. Faster fast food. Drive through without stopping. Fast food is about to get faster in Southern California, where the car is king. Hamburgers are considered heavenly, and the speed is of the essence. Five McDonald's restaurants have signed a deal with the local transportation authority to allow motorists to zip through the drive-thru line without having to stop and pay for their food, cutting 15 seconds off the normal 131-second wait. And it's the same technology as toll roads, where they like have a little ID on your car, so they know who you are, and it automatically gets billed to your Visa.
How crazy is that?
Oh my god.
Crazy is that?
No, I think it's good because we can hack those. And then I can steal that little sticker off his car, wherever the fuck that transmitter is, put it in my car, and go get my school bus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. It's like,
you know what I mean? Like, fucking load right on out.
Like, hello, I'd like some hash browns with your disease. Bill Gates.
You know, seriously, not only that, but you go get a school bus, and there's no people in it. You just order 10,000 cheeseburgers, right? And you take all the cheeseburgers, you drive downtown right in front of Station Square, and you unload them in the middle of the street, right? So you got all these rotting cheeseburgers and fucking McBLTs and all this rotting food sitting there. Then homeless people start running for them. You know, homeless people fighting with each other.
But you're calling the news crew.
Yeah, you're calling the news crew saying, look at McDonald's, they're giving away free food.
We're killing cats downtown.
They're killing cats and they're and then you can start to see
that. Your brother, like, the ultimate fast food, a Mach 1 potato gun.
The what?
The Mach 1 potato gun?
Yeah.
A super spud gun, I've heard about it.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. We did crazy sayings before, but somebody held a contest. Never iron clothes while they're being worn won the top honors in the third annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, sponsored by Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch.
That's actually on the warning.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not wearing well.
Oh my god, that's funny. My brother, I was going out yesterday, and he had a crease in his pants. He was like, do you think I could just iron this while it's on me?
Yeah, there's a warning tag here. Oh, I can't.
And so when I were like looking at him going, no, you should probably take him off.
What I've ever seen
is
on his set.
Was he actually wearing his helmet at the time?
Yeah.
The funniest one of these things I've ever seen, on a pair of kitchen knives, from Korea, it said, do not insert in children.
Yes.
Yes.
You actually saw that one?
Yes.
Do not insert in children. That was on one of the web pages we did before.
Oh.
Do not insert in children.
Okay.
The planet is
essentially stupid now. We're at the level where Rome was when they were all drinking water out of lead pipes for 20 years. Okay? All right. Will the homeless please show up and end it?
I want to see what came in second.
Okay. For her observation, she wins $500 and a copy of the book Death of Common Sense, How Law is Suffocating America.
By a lawyer.
Oh, yes, yep.
Kill me.
Sponsored by lawyers. The group awarded second place to a Traverse City man who sent in a warning from his 13-inch wheelbarrow tire, not for highway use. Somebody's going to take the tire off the wheelbarrow, put it on their car because their tire is flat.
Soup it up for those high-speed runs.
Oh, yeah.
Third place goes to
a section who puts one in on a bathroom heater that says, do not use in bathrooms.
Bathroom heater, do not use in bathrooms.
What? Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are these people allowed to live on my planet?
It's one of those things where we're like, you know, we know that this product may explode at any time. If we tell them that the essentially proper use of it is not what you're supposed to do, then we're covered.
That's right. Not for use at all.
Yeah, not for use at all. Perhaps there's meaning there.
Anybody's ever been on a plane and read the little peanut packages? The directions on the back of the peanut package.
Hey.
Open package, eat peanuts.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, but that's funny, and the person who put it there probably thought, hey, that'd be funny.
Hey, it's Hello Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I want that.
You want Hello Cthulhu?
Yes.
You can't have it, you're not on the internet.
That's right, that's too
bad. They're not that big anymore.
It's true. I think Grandma of Target said it best when he said, you may bow in a day.
Really?
You know, like, wow, somebody get me a Death Star.
Thank you. Sent us a page. Stuff the warning label said not to do web page. I think we've done this one before, though.
So help me God, if it shows up like a picture we had last week, I'm going to hit somebody.
Let's see what else I have here.
Drug testing game.
What was the picture you're talking about?
The coiler.
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty, actually.
I don't even really remember it that vividly, and I'm still cringing.
I have something interesting. I was reading the other day. I was sitting, waiting for my brother to get his car fixed. It's not important. I was picking up a magazine. I can't actually remember the magazine it was, but it just proves just how nuts Americans are. They have a concept
worker
to throw pumpkins the farthest you can. It has to land whole on the other side. Okay, I saw a picture. Imagine one of those big 8-wheeler crane trucks.
Oh, I've seen this.
And instead of the crane, you have a pneumatic gun. It can lob a pumpkin a mile and a half.
Yeah,
right.
Crazy.
Now, that's
breaking.
Awesome.
The pumpkin can't break when it comes out of the barrel. It can break when it hits the ground, but the pumpkin has to travel in the air intact.
What's that pumpkin quick charge 7 load?
Fuck this.
I've done this image of this poor farmer trying to stuff like 14 things in like the automatic chamber.
Yes.
Just goes to prove how nuts America.
Okay, let's take a break now while we see what kind of direction we're going to go next.
Okay.
Play one of our ass.
We shall. What shall we play?
Let's play the Buddhist one, because that's the best one.
That's the best one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is about a local story in the paper.
Yeah, it's a local story. It's explained in the rant.
Yep. So here it is, Sean Kay on Buddhist. What story?
You're fucking with Buddhist?
Why is your computer so slow?
Have you got a whole bunch of shit on your system right now that's dragging everything down?
Have you got like a 7 Windows
open?
What
is going on?
I'm going to want to show this to my...
Your min?
My one Japanese...
Has he locked it up?
Crashing.
Oh,
it's all going down.
Now they won't hear anything at all.
There's
complete
silence with that.
Can anybody hear us? Go to MRC.
No.
Is it locked right now?
Quite possibly.
It's thinking.
Is it a reboot time or what is it here?
Quite possibly. We need more RAM. If anybody out there would like to donate more RAM to RAM Radio.
No.
Yeah, we're still okay here.
No.
The Winamp's all fucking up.
Aww.
I blame Derek.
Is it Derek's fault?
It could be.
Is it really his fault?
No. I don't think so.
Well, we could blame him anyway. Yeah, I mean,
it's not
in the
room. Yeah, exactly.
When was the last time we had a good witch trial? I mean, really?
that we just, like, you know, picked on somebody and just basically blamed them.
Like, we never had a good withdrawal, we went to the
bathroom. Yeah, now you're saying that alone. Because
right.
You're identifying with the victims. When was the last time you were the oppressor?
It depends, I've got lost control at work. Apparently.
Your company hired
a minority?
Uh-oh. I try to oppress daily, but
that just keeps working for me. What is going on? Okay. Things are all fucked up.
Let's say you close everything you don't need.
Yep.
All right.
I need everything.
Sex. Are you getting
sex? Sex on the scene.
We are okay.
Restart Windows.
Sim is obviously restarting the lovely OS known as Windows. Rabid Puppy suggests.
You guys
were
not actually
the problem. Be right back. Oh, we're back up. Sort of. Okay, we're happening. Where's him? Okay.
Yeah, shouldn't somebody talk to at least amuse the core staff and
sure,
they'll be listening in?
Well, are people listening or what?
No,
are we broadcasting right now?
No.
Somebody said you're hearing.
Are they listening to anything? Are they hearing silence?
They're listening to Blackest Album, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Yeah, they'll be hearing us. At least it goes back to something else.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
There's some issues, isn't it?
You know, I just noticed your pants are lower than your underwear. And
okay, you know what? It just happens, you know? Like, the pants, they just...
What just happens? Explain it.
They're just a little big for
my waist. I'm with Dennis Leary in no underwear.
Okay, you know what?
What?
You and Dennis Leary can go suck it, okay? My pants don't fit me anymore.
If you're a skater,
the belt doesn't fit me anymore.
Can I make a
new belt? I do need to get a new belt. Because
it's right eating, you know, it's like food. It does the body good, you know.
Are we back?
I think we're back.
Are we back?
So we're going to line up the rant now.
We're going to line up the rant.
And collect our thoughts.
And collect thoughts as to where we're going. Why don't we put two words?
Yeah, because there's a few.
Yeah, so we'll do...
What's the other one?
We'll do Buddhist and we'll do...
Do you know what there are to do? Do you want me to show them to you?
Yeah, there's Buddhist and...
Alcohol's to blame, listen to me, reject, and TV.
Let's do alcohol is to blame.
Okay.
I think I've heard that one before.
Quite possibly. We played
it
without...
You have heard it before because then I went on going about how, yeah, it is to blame.
Right.
Agreeing with it? Okay, here, we'll play alcohol to blame first. Here's Sean Kill.
What the fuck?
Out of
control.
Alcohol.
It is so loud. I'm one of those people that thinks things.
There's a guy driving down the road. Apparently, I think I'm with Frank. He runs over a kid. Or there's a guy who comes home from work and gets himself shit-faced and then gets the fuck out of his life. Or there's the guy who gets...
I'm eating one of these cookies. I don't know who they are. I don't care if they care. And if I eat it,
have any free choice anyway, because you're an idiot. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
What the fuck? Don't you ask for it? Your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works.
So there's a guy, he works at Starbucks, and he's at work, and he's a Buddhist, right? He's a Buddhist who works at Starbucks. Somehow there's something wrong with that in my head. But anyway, there's a Buddhist working at Starbucks, and he's the manager there, and there's a woman comes in, she's working there, she's working under the manager, who's a Buddhist, and then this guy comes in and attacks her. He comes by and goes, and tries to kill her with a knife. And Buddhist guy jumps in the way, she runs across the street, we find out later it's her estranged husband, but the Buddhist guy goes to the hospital and dies of knife wounds. And in the paper today, it says, here's for a hero. Isn't that nice? Well, I think it's really good that he stood up and, like, protected her. I'm all for that. But if you're going to stand up and protect her, you should listen to, say, some decent advice that maybe I would give and get a good knife or pack teeth or have some liquid knuckles or some shit on you in day-to-day life.
Liquid knuckles?
If you want to stand up and protect people, by all means, do this. But don't be a Buddhist. The guy, what are you going to do? Light yourself on fire and run into the fucking gun? It's not going to work. If you're going to back people and you're going to try to support people, you should have a knife, have a gun, have armor, have something so that you can stop them. And just rather than being a fucking speed bump, okay? Because that's all this guy was. He was a fucking speed bump. He didn't do shit. All he did is let himself be targeted. Watch me, you do not cut the moment off. Back. If I was getting my mocha frappuccino out of store, that story would have a slightly, decidedly different ending. Something to the effect of man found in ground buried alive after being pissed on. My name is Sean.
Liquid knuckles.
I find your rants very humorous and very funny, but I rarely, rarely ever agree with you. Like, rarely.
You rarely agree with anybody.
No, that's because you're wrong. But I'm not. That's just it.
But quite simply not.
I'm never wrong.
You're right.
I'm never wrong.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Anyway.
I agree.
You heard it. Straight from Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
That's right.
So we've got the Big Pipe server up now, finally, again. And you can just put it back up. So if you want to listen into that one, I think it is on the page. It's bigpipe.radradio.com. And if you want to go to our webpage, because I think there's a lot of people listening.
Is there?
I think so. But if I look, it'll say like 57, and I don't believe it. There's like 57 all the time.
But does it say there's 57 people listening?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a bunch of people got us on fucking all the time.
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on.
Why would
I don't know why people are down
all the time.
No.
Why would people download my rants 24/7?
Real people are downloading the rants.
I can't listen to myself 24/7. I listen to five of my rants and my nose starts to bleed. Like, I can't do it. I'm sure there are people. There's one guy, one of the kids told me, he said he's got a diamond Rio.
Yep.
And he ICQ'd me and he said that he takes this diamond Rio, he jacks it full of my rants, goes into his math class, and listens to them until he can't take it anymore, and then he yells shit at his teacher.
Wow. That's great.
Dude,
that's excellent.
I'm like, holy shit, he's like, you know, just imagine this kid sitting there, and he starts to shake, and he's all like, you know, and then
what
but he's at the front of the class, and he's all like, and then there's the X over Y and the square root, and he stands and goes, fuck you, man! Fuck you! Just fuck you and fuck your system! I'm gonna light this place on fire! You know, and there's a brief pause, and he goes, to the power of the two. Because he does it during half class, and it's just standard fare. And he's like, going outside, he's all like, fuck, got him, got him. The principal's like, waiting for him, timing his watch. There he is. Oh, you found some matches.
Good old
Tony.
Come on, man.
Yeah, why don't we go talk? Matches are bad. You know, holy fuck. It just buckles me, man. Like people, you know, because we've got pretty close, we're going to have, like, pretty soon we're going to have, like, an hour worth of rest, so I want to do, like, 10 a week.
Yeah.
And pretty soon we're going to have, like, you know, 5 hours of, like, seriously, shit would be lit on fire. You know? I think, like, scenes of the LA riots, more like music videos, and just have my rant, and, like, people beating people with sticks and shit, and dogs fighting and stuff. And,
can we all just get along?
Crazy. Get along? No, why? Because you suck! You know? Oh, my God, it makes me crazy.
By the way, I discovered something. Don't ever make
jokes about the LA riots when you're down in LA?
No, they don't like it.
I was in Disneyland, and I basically, we were going on this fucking cruise, this paddle boat cruise, and I look over, and one of the little houses supposedly burst into flames like it's been attacked by the Indians. And I went, oh, look, Compton! And nobody thought that was funny.
Your house is on fire. You're that truck driver gonna say fucking kicked in by a bunch of black people. I got a question for you. Why did you get out
of the truck?
I'm sorry, this large riding crowd of people, I'm giving a black, white, yellow, green, blue, or whatever. I'm gonna pin this bitch to the floor. I'm all over this motherfucker, okay?
Last time a vehicle that big went that fast, it was Road Warrior. Okay, I'm serious. I am not getting out until I'm out of the
Me thing. And my razor sharp boomerang suck my ass.
Made the mistake of stopping for a red light.
That was silly.
There's like cars burning all over the road, and he stopped the red light.
I see one burning car.
People rioting.
One fucking burning car inside city limits. The next step is to arm yourself. If ever you're sitting, all the radio listeners, listen up right now. If ever somebody slips you acid or anything like that, crazy shit starts to happen, and you feel like you're out of control. You feel like you're not in control anymore, and things are happening, like cars are burning. That's happening. My God, you people are like 20. Anyway, that's very cool. You can drink.
Rabbit Puppy says, wow, portable length.
Yes. My Critical Shot has the rant disc.
What's the rant disc?
In any case, but listen to me. If this shit happens and you feel out of control and you don't know what to do, remember what Sean Kay says. First step, no matter what happens, you're like, what do we do now? Arm yourself. That is the first thing you do.
Yes,
arm yourself.
High on acid. You're freaking out because the Dr. Pepper can is attacking you. Arm yourself.
What if the Dr. Pepper can really is attacking him? What if somebody... I'm sorry.
What if I think the Dr. Pepper can is attacking me, but it's not really, and I shoot my friend Sean in the face, and it goes everywhere. My friend Ryan says, I don't like you shooting my friend Sean in the face, and he really does start attacking me.
Well, yeah.
Once again, I'm still waiting for the downside to this whole argument.
The thing is, though, if I'm sitting somewhere and someone slips me acid in my coffee and I think I see a giant chicken walking across the street, goddamn right I'm going to Golden Gun. That's the next fucking step. Oh, I see there's a giant chicken walking down the road. Well, I know I didn't drop acid. So there must be a giant chicken there. I would like a large firearm, please. God bless you, my son.
For the chicken. One other bit of advice that kind of goes along with this one. When talking to the police afterwards, remember, the police are not your friends.
The
first words out of your mouth should be, I like to speak to my lawyer.
Yes.
Always.
Whenever. Cross leg and go, this is a peaceful protest, and after that it's lawyer.
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 Lawyer. At this point would be a good time to play rejected. Rejected. To go with this conversation, because it works so well, we're going to play rejected. Another one of my friends. Notice the background music, because the background music is really cool. Everyone should just do whatever you want. What if people just
out of police themselves. What are people elected and hired police departments? And by petitions, you can fire members of the police department. Fuck the government. Yeah, there's ways to get around it. It's not my fault I was born in Canada. It's nice. I like it here, but it's not my fault. It's not something I have a right to because I was born here. That doesn't mean shit. It's an imaginary line drawn on a piece of paper separating people by laws. People in China are no fucking different to me, other than the fact that, well, most of them are in fucking jail because their government sucks ass and no one's got any freedom. The people in the States, people are like, well, in the United States, you can jail as soon as you cross the border. Well, that's again, that's a governmental problem where there are environmental issues that all turn to shit. And people all over the world, if they just scrap all the borders, we can port ourselves into one glorious operating system. All of us could all just ally, say, fuck governments, fuck the whole nine. We don't need the CIA. We don't need people spending money to kill other people in other people's hierarchies. We don't fucking need that shit. Yeah, sure, have an army. Yeah, sure, defend who you are, stop bad shit from happening. But no one's going to invade anybody anymore. And if they do, people should just have their own right to their space. Let it happen, okay? People should have control of what goes on in their lives. People want to share MP3s. People want to know what's happening on the intellectual market. Yeah, there's not going to be mouth readers just sitting there being the fuck out of their lives. But on the whole, people, ourselves, as a culture, as a development, where we really don't need to have police people governing us anymore. Reject the government. Reject them. People, you know, fuck them. Reject their borders. Reject their laws. Reject their social norms. You're not a fucking American. You're not a Canadian. You're not Chinese. You're a person. You're not a game that your parents hate you. And that should be your name. Bring their cell phone. Your online name. Fuck it. Legally change your name. If you don't like your name or address name, fuck them. Get your own name. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
angry.
All right.
I'm fucking angry.
It's time for our taste test.
It is time for the taste test.
Time for the taste test.
Right. So we've got Dr. Smooth and
Dr. Smoothie
Pepper.
Now, tastes like chicken.
To bring our
how about Mr. Hip?
Yeah.
Mr. Hip.
Everybody loves chicken.
Somebody slapped him when he's getting smug again.
On the quiet train, but I'm seeing people here.
What I would do with Quebec, by the way, is I'd take all the Americans' tanks and I'd park them there.
Where?
In Quebec.
In Quebec?
Yeah, I turn it into a giant military storage depot.
Except for Montreal, because they're actually like...
Yeah, Montreal actually rocks hard. If you want to go to Canada, go to a good party town, Montreal is the way to go. I went to Montreal, got out of my cab, the first thing I saw was a guy being taken out of a bar in a body bag. And I'm like, this is my kind of town. And after that, it's like, and the gay public, like the gay street, it's like a line in the fucking road. Like you walk down the street, you're like normal, across the street, and there's leather chaps.
So kind of like,
and it's like there's no
Vancouver.
It's like bang wall.
Like kind of like Davie Street in Vancouver.
What's that?
Kind of like Davie Street.
No, I mean it's like one side, other side, and you're like you've got like the people walking back and forth in like, you know, the SS uniform, like dogs, like East German wall kind of thing. Come aboard, how are you, my God? You know, that kind of shit. It's just like
I want to take you there.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's like a heavy Rammstein drag queen.
You must be a party town. I seem to remember back in, what was it, grade 9, and a bunch of other kids in my French immersion class went on a month-long exchange to Quebec, and they'd all gone to Fufun Electrique, the club, basically means electric acid in French, and they were like 14, and they'd gotten into the club, with no question.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know why they got into the club.
Well, you brought water to basically, what, rinse our mouths out?
Let's just have that.
He's looking. This is Dr. Pepper.
No, that's water.
I know. Okay, we will see.
No, we're around, man. Then I'll forget.
Okay, I'm going to try this too, huh?
Okay.
Here, actually, we'll have to ask you to go first. We're doing a taste test, just so everyone knows. What happened? Hey, Dave, we need to try Super Dew. Did you see that?
Super Dew.
I guess this is...
some other Dr. Pepper ripoff.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the President's Choice clone of Dr. Pepper is what we're trying right now.
I'm trying.
Did you drink some water first?
I tried some water first.
Close or two.
I tried some water first. Okay. I'm trying. Brand.
Was the water good?
The water was good. I'm having some of brand.
Pure vegetarian water.
Squishing it.
Mm. You don't have to squish Dr. Pepper.
Well.
I don't care what you do with your wine, Dr. Pepper you can just swallow. You get plenty of taste going down your throat.
So he's trying brand Zed now. And
that is a Dr. Pepper.
Okay, and
John,
what did you decide?
The first one I tried is
just moving around.
Okay.
Just
They're still like.
Okay, they're still in the same order.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
You got some water. Okay, you're doing it now? He's smelling it.
He's
tasting it.
He's swishing it.
Swishing it around.
That's the middle one.
Okay, that's the middle one. That's tasting the outside one. He didn't cleanse his palate. That's okay. Do whatever he wants. This is not a scientific experiment. We only have two test objects.
The one on the far end here, this is Dr. Pepper. This one here is a lingering aftertaste. It hasn't the same. It's also slightly lighter convex. Slightly lighter.
This is the
ripoff. However, it is very, very close.
Yeah, Chandra, you're wrong.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. So, very, very close. That's what I thought we were going to taste it.
Very close. The only way you'll get is you take a swig of it,
yeah.
Do an after count of about six, and you can still taste it. Dr. Pepper doesn't linger.
Oh, there you go.
So this is the Dr. Pepper.
That is the Dr. Pepper.
Bear in mind, though, I am like a hardened mother superior crack addict for Dr. Pepper. Okay,
yeah.
So that's good. Like, it's very close.
His hair is the same color as Dr. Pepper. That's how much he drinks.
I almost got in shit in the army over Dr. Pepper because I had it all over my walls.
What? Post your what? Or
no, I took
throwing
the case.
It.
No, I bought cases. I cut the labels off the 12-pack case.
Yeah.
And I used that like tile wallpaper.
And why would this get you in shit?
Because it's the army.
Freedom of expression or individuality.
That and the 4x8-foot poster from the Rage Against Machine album with the burning monk.
Yeah, I can see why that might basically be considered politically incorrect.
Well, the way you get around that is you take the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and highlight the big arrows.
Right, beside everything in your room.
The big arrows pointing towards the freedom of expression thing, and then they're real polite with you.
Oh,
and
damn.
And you highlight
this
the fact you have a lot of books, and they're like, oh, wow, this guy's crazy, and he can read.
Yeah, he can read.
Damn.
We're going to phone up the movie, man, a thing we haven't done in a couple of weeks, actually.
What intro?
You're right. See how to practice?
What are you doing?
I am.
Well,
I don't know
where
I'm doing. I'm not even going to be here next week.
Yeah, he was. Well, you're not
going to
be here next
I'm
week?
I'm not going
where
to be.
Where are you
going to
be?
I'm going to be in the Bahamas.
Sorry,
are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You, asshole.
You're whitey.
In the Bahamas.
Make sure to get a really nice
sun here.
That's why I've
make sure
been
to peel that
and
clean off her arm. We're looking for blisters here. All
I
right.
Want to
no,
see. I'm
going to the tanning.
I want
not very
tissue.
Much. But,
I want scar
tissue.
Scar
tissue. Okay. Gross hospital story for Dak. There, I bring back. Okay, here's the Movie Man intro.
Okay, what's the point of going into a tanning salon? And then going
so
to
I don't completely
burn. Someplace really sunny.
How about you?
I don't know.
How
people told me
to
do
that. Sunblock?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to.
Yes.
For sure.
At some point, I have to show these. I have to show these out
okay.
There.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Somebody told me to do it.
Bob? I remember somebody called Bob, but that was so long ago.
He went back to Peru.
Oh, he's in Peru?
Yeah.
Bob from Peru is
now. If anybody out there remembers Bob from Peru.
Wasn't Bob
of course
actually
they remember
Bob,
it.
Wasn't Bob actually an Incan god?
I think he was.
Yeah.
He's right.
He's
Bob.
In recall.
I'm out right now, so we'll leave a message and we'll get back to
you. Oh, but you got the wrong number.
I don't know who this is.
We don't know who that was.
Movie Man, I know we haven't phoned in a couple weeks, but you disappoint us. You should be there every Sunday night.
We're
9 to 11.
We know you don't have a life. Why the hell are you not, like, actually here for us?
I can substitute movie reviews, because I'm just a roommate and I probably should.
Yeah? Do you have a movie review? The 13th Warrior?
I've actually got two movie
reviews. We've got a movie review.
Okay.
With myself?
Well, the first movie review is another, it's a comedy out there called Love Stinks. And
okay.
You're like, what the hell? That's a fucking weak chicken. What are you talking about?
Now, why would the chicken go to Love Stinks?
No, I saw the trailer for it.
Oh.
The screener, so I never had to pay shit for it.
Because okay.
I never paid to see Love
Stinks.
You're
going to do a review of the trailer?
Free fucking loader, that's right. Living with the Movie Man has it been
a
fucking A.
He looked like a bitch.
The movie rocks because it's for every guy out there who's ever had a psycho bitch hellion girlfriend and tries to screw you.
That's me.
And
why did I feel like looking at you?
And it's all about the psycho whore.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, and it's hysterical. It's got the guy in it from Third Rock from the Sun.
Which one?
The French Stewart. Which, if you ever watch, if you listen to the guy, oh my god, he reminded me of Enki, his voice.
Which guy is it?
French Stewart is the guy that the
Winter.
Bali.
Yeah. And he reminds me of Enki when he talks.
And the guy from...
I was cracking up. Whoa, that's Enki! So, anyway, it's got this other chick that really melts in place, Sonya, in Mortal Kombat, and oh my god, whoever gave her, like, the outfits in this movie should be given a reward just on that. Oh, man, it was sweet. Anyway, this was, like, it was blindingly funny, actually. It was actually really surprising.
Fun date movie.
Exactly. Now, the other movie that totally kicked ass, and is a borderline Hayden Cordite production, special category movie, is The 13th Warrior.
Uh-huh.
Now, you go, Chicken, what the fuck's the matter with you? It's got Antonio Banderas in it. No, too sexy! No! Sexy! Bit part. It is Antonio Banderas, a.k.a. the Arab demon, and Viking Special Forces team.
Yeah, Viking Lurk team.
It's Braveheart Doubles the Violence with the Northmen, who start off the movie laughing and then kick ass through the rest of the movie.
And laugh lots.
Very good film. Not only that, they actually didn't do too bad a job of actually following the book. They did a pretty good job with the book. It was really, really good.
And it still sucked!
No, they didn't, actually.
It sucked big time.
The bad guys in it fucking looked awesome. They were really, really creepy. But, you know, if you like that fantasy Bowmaster kind of, I'm going to, like, carve somebody's head and carve something to with my battle axe, which they were actually using for me, but I still have it anyway.
I know about that rabbit puppy.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it, so.
I was talking with somebody when this film first came out and I went and saw it about...
exactly the same as the guy from the B-52, Jill of Afra, and he looks like him, too.
Is he going to do it?
Pretend me?
That'd be awesome.
The B-52 is still alive, and he's probably cheaper than Jill of Afra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he never cracked a crowd.
But, like I was saying, anyhow, I was talking with somebody about the 13th Warrior right after it came out, and I was mentioning, yeah, it's got really cool, it's got... oh god, my brain is shut down now. I can't even remember the part I was going to talk about.
Just say basically a whole bunch.
Omar Sharif playing the Arab translator. And I'm talking to this guy who's about 22, 23 years old, and I said, it was really cool. It even had Omar Sharif in it. And he's like, who? And I went, Omar Sharif, remember Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago. I mentioned, like, you know, 20 of the biggest films for, like, the last century. And he looked at me like, who?
Yeah, you're old, though.
Yeah, and you understand why there's times when I feel like killing.
I didn't know who Omar Sharif is.
I knew the name, but
I don't know who Omar Sharif is either.
Here besides me, Brian, you don't even get to touch, put your hand up. You don't even get to speak. Seen Lawrence of Arabia.
It's on my list.
Oh, no, I've got Lawrence of Arabia.
Is it a
porn movie? Yeah, I've got Lawrence of Arabia. Maybe I didn't see that one.
Okay, you know who...
Is there any chicks in it?
Die.
No, Hamill.
Die.
No, Lawrence of Arabia is a kick-ass movie.
Is it?
Yeah. But anyways,
who is this 13th Omar Sharif guy you're talking about?
Viking.
Omar Sharif was Lawrence's best friend.
Okay. Open the door.
Oh yeah, the movie I went and saw did hear I will get a chance, by the way, to actually go see The Green Mile. God, did that film kick ass?
Yes, it did.
It was really, yeah,
really
too long.
Really good. No,
and it should have been shorter.
No,
and if it hadn't been
Green Mile,
it would have been better.
So, 3 miles.
Oh. It wasn't horrible, but it was too long.
But I didn't think so. I did not.
I didn't need to pee. I just wanted to go home, and I wanted the movie to end. And then I would have been happy because the movie was good, except that it didn't end.
Well, did you read the book?
I read the book before,
and you still thought it was good.
And I still thought it was good.
That's an indication of
it was really, really good. They only had to change a couple of things because in the story, the nut who basically that involved. I won't give the story away. There is an individual who does something.
Yes.
Horrible. And that individual was related in a very kind of twisted way to Pennywise, the evil demonic clown from Stephen King's story, It.
Okay.
And then Stephen King basically is great for throwing in some of his monsters from different stories.
Yeah,
and
that's great, except the fact that he can't wrap the story up and say
it was like... And the movie was, it should have been shorter, and if it wasn't as long, it would have been better.
Well, remember,
91 minutes, right?
Remember the movie was, the story this was based on was a 10-part...
No, good movie can be too long.
And no bad movie can be over too quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
And if I'm in a movie and I think, wow, the movie should end now, then that means that it's not good. Because if it's a good movie, I won't notice that it's been on for 5 hours.
Yeah,
I'll just sit
well,
there crunching
true.
My balls. I'm not noticing that I'm really got to go pee and that I'll be so involved in the movie.
Can I talk about a movie that hasn't come out yet?
Okay,
Upset
sure.
Sent to you. I go to Seven Trees University. They're working on a movie up there. The next Arnie flick.
Oh,
it's,
Arnie's in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah.
Please get my gun. Let's go.
But they're shooting this. Okay, up at my university is this really, it's like a concrete monolith. They needed like a futuristic police station looking kind of building. So they added a little bit of
police.
They wanted something nice and sterile and futuristic. So they took my university, added a little bit of greenery.
Winter here.
Yes, it's winter, and they apparently shot a. They basically reconstructed the main mall. And it's a stroke of midnight on the week. One of the weekends they shot a. Beat up old car over the main convocation mall, and they're going to be superimposing it on the Hoover Dam. Don't know how that works, but I just like to say that the movie is already a big pain in the ass as far as I'm concerned.
What's the name of this piece of shit?
The Sixth Day, or something to that effect. Basically, evil clone of Arnold type stuff.
It's Arnold's evil brother.
Yes. So this is what I'm hearing.
That
and
sounds
it's just,
daring
it's,
and new.
It's a huge, and supposedly, like, I'm hearing all kinds of horrible rumors about this thing, like that the university is only getting the standard daily site use fee for this huge production, which is fucking, rearranging the pathways, you know, the whole main center of the university and blocking shit off. Is it,
you know what?
Because the provincial government is supposedly shoving this down their throats.
You know what that is, though?
To the point where they're listening, even to the point where I'm hearing rumors that there was this employee strike that was going to go ahead, and supposedly the thing that might have tipped the scales in favor of the university actually going to arbitration had nothing to do with the fact that the university is trying to block pay equity efforts. It had more to do with the fact that, you know, all the movie people wouldn't want to cross the picket line, and they're just leaving them. And wow, you wouldn't want to pick off the movie people.
There
are people you can screw with all the time. 75%
of our economy here.
Yeah, all of BC people, we don't matter, but you just don't want to screw with all the guys from California, the Republicans.
You know why that is, though? Hi. It's Hollywood North, BC, Canada. Any other guys got
I
through
want
by NAFTA?
Yeah. Incidentally, there's a lot of talk talking about Die Hard being a great action film. I was just putting it up. Matrix was the greatest action film ever.
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay, what is? Chicken disagrees with that.
What's the better action film than Matrix? Matrix had everything. It was the best film ever.
It had computers.
I agree with you.
What front do you want me to go on? The martial arts front or like the
No, I'm talking total movie. That movie had everything. Matrix had everything.
I just want to know. I just want to know what movie you thought is the greatest action movie ever.
I'd actually have to sit down and think about that for a while. I don't want movies, like action movies, are like better than The Matrix off the top of my head. I have to think what my favorite is about. Aliens.
Yeah. That was very good.
Very good.
The Matrix was
action was good.
Okay,
but
we have to
movie.
Add in that the reason that Sean, apart from the movie was great. I thought the movie was great, but you can't take Sean's opinion because if Sean could be anything.
No.
If he could be in any situation, he would be Neo.
Yeah.
And there would be no, there's nothing on the planet. If he could choose it, that's what he would have described before seeing the movie. He would, I'm going to be the computer guy, and I can do anything. But with guns and I can kill people, I move faster than them, and I save the world, and I control everything.
Actually, I'll have to agree with Chicken on the fact that Aliens was, in fact, a better action film. And it's probably one of the top action films of all time. But all overrounded
film.
No, Aliens is the fucking standard.
Rock was a pretty fucking kick-ass movie.
I didn't really like Rock because it ruined it for me because I worked with Rangers and they're a bunch of pussies.
the movie has heels in it, not Rangers.
He was a Ranger. The guy, the Mr. fucking tough boy there that, the star of,
not The Rock,
I'm on track. I think we're tired.
Yeah.
People are agreeing with Aliens.
Yeah, Aliens.
Matrix, they're going, it's a really good movie. But
I'm saying on all fronts, I think
it's Matrix. It's a nice even kind of thing.
At even keel, like, Aliens for action, like, yeah, Aliens was pretty fucking mighty. I pretty much stand corrected there. Because, I mean, really, isn't that what you measure it by?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It does have the replay. I have the extended collector wide
speed. The airlock scene.
I don't all do. What's that?
The airlock scene at the end of Aliens is a fatal flaw.
Of course it's a fatal flaw. The airlock scene at the end of Aliens is a fatal flaw.
Tell me exactly why. I'm just curious.
Isn't that the
close to the mic?
two words.
Explosive
decompression.
Oh yeah, no. Scientifically, it's a wicked huge flaw, but.
No, it was a really big room.
Aliens was hampered by a screaming child actor, and that simply doesn't cut it in my book.
Yeah, but she was very quiet, and, like,
My
bathroom is...
That word right there, she was very quiet. That makes a great child actor. Do not talk.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. That's why Star Wars sucked, because Anakin Skywalker was far too precocious.
Yeah.
For Darth Vader.
Everyone wanted to like Episode 1 so bad.
Yeah.
We all wanted to like it.
So the fight was really good.
From about 5 minutes into the movie till the end, my brain was rejecting the thought. It was constantly going through my head, this movie sucks. And I was like, oh, that's blasphemous. You can't say that.
don't say that.
This movie sucks.
I have one entry.
Jar
Jar Binks didn't even bother me. It wasn't bad. It was...
They projected all their loathing for the film upon this character, Jar Jar Binks, because it was just far too easy.
If I'm not mistaken, this conversation has happened before.
Millions of times, yeah.
Okay.
Every time somebody says Star Wars Episode 1, boom, it's all over.
Now, if you folks out there in the States are not familiar with Pocky, what it is basically, it's a Japanese snack food loved by millions. It's basically crackers, like these little sort of
pretzel sticks,
unsalted pretzel sticks covered in chocolate. And there's different flavors. You get white chocolate, strawberry, coconut.
Really
like all kinds of flavors, but your basic Pocky.
No, not pocket hockey.
Pocket hockey.
Okay, Pocky. This is your basic Pocky here.
A little closer.
Closer. There.
Up.
Why is that turned the other way? Maybe you could turn the little.
There you go.
Yeah.
A money shot.
All right. So that's your standard box of Pocky.
Yeah, just turn that
now,
the other way so she can just see it.
The remarkable thing.
There you go. Same time we can do it.
Now, okay,
turn that the other way.
That's your regular Pocky.